I've been the difficult person, and I've had difficult people in my life. And some of the things that I've learned that helped me with someone who isn't behaving the way I think they should behave or isn't giving me the respect, I have to remember that it's not all about me. The world doesn't revolve around me. And if I can get in the standpoint where I'm trying to think what might be going on in that person's world, you know, I can look at them with a little more patience and tolerance.
Do you have a difficult person in your life? Maybe it's you. I don't know. One thing I've learned is that difficult people often don't see themselves as a difficult person. But maybe you get looks like that sometimes from people saying, you're just difficult. Because people don't come along and say, you're a pain in the neck. Now your spouse might, I don't know. But we chuckle at this. But we all have people in our lives. God love them, because he does. And we need to love them too, but they can be difficult. Sometimes it's people that maybe you live with, or someone in your family, neighbor, or maybe it's just someone you encounter in passing in your journey of life. So I'll tell you what we want to do here today in intentional living is to think about how we can be intentional with difficult people, people who are difficult for many different reasons. And one thing you're doing when you encounter difficult people, what helps you when you have a difficult person in your life? Or if you are a difficult person, you know it, and you've worked on it. You have one thing you're willing to confess and share to say, this is one thing I'm doing to be a little better and less difficult. Let's go. The phone line's open. By the way, I'm Dr. Randy. Phone line's open, 888-888-1717. We're live in studio, 888-888-1717, along with Jennifer and Stephen. And Andrew and Derek here also on making sure Facebook, we're up and live on Facebook. Welcome you as well. If you want to post something there, tell us who's difficult in your life and one thing you've learned about difficult people. 888-888-1717. And you're not alone, by the way, because God had a lot of difficult people. Me, you. And certainly the children of Israel, right? They were, come on now. They had to be a pain in the neck. Difficult indeed, the chosen people. Up one day, down the next, and we see the accounts of that throughout the Old Testament. And it's a reality. And one of the things, I'll give you my best tip right out of the chute here on difficult people. Keep your expectations in check, because expectations minus reality will always equal disappointment. And then a little later in the show, I'm going to give you two or three things specifically you can do with difficult people in your life to honor God, at the same time not be a doormat, not get run over, but at the same time really be intentional in that relationship. So come on in, join us. How do you deal with difficult people in the workplace, in your family, in your neighborhood? One thing you've learned that helps you, 888-888-1717 is the number. And by the way, when you call, you'll get some instructions on how you can get a free 30-day study devotional from Intentional Living on the power of one thing. And it's our gift to those of you who call to be on the air today. Just call 888-888-1717. Let's hear the rest of that call that started the show today from Paula in Kansas. Go right ahead.
I've been the difficult person, and I've had difficult people in my life. And I've been in recovery for 26 years. And some of the things that I've learned that helped me with someone who isn't behaving the way I think they should behave or isn't giving me the respect or whatever I think I deserve or I want or I need, I have to look at it from the standpoint of what other people say or do and how they behave in the world tells me everything about them and nothing about me. I have to remember that it's not all about me. The world doesn't revolve around me. And if I can get in the standpoint where I'm trying to think what might be going on in that person's world, are they treating me this way out of a position of fear or anxiety? You know, I can look at them with a little more patience and tolerance. And the other thing that has helped me is anything that I allow to take up headspace between my ears that I obsess over, I worry over, I stew over, I have essentially taken God off of the throne of my mind and put that person, place, or situation up on the throne instead of God. And when I do that, I don't allow those people that I have put on the throne that obsess my thoughts to be human. And so I expect them to be superhuman or to behave in a certain way rather than accepting that they are human and flawed and fallible just like I am. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right. And listen, I've experienced that. That's a great reminder because I've experienced that with people and counseling with people and talking to people and helping people that we have expectations in our relationship. And one of the powerful principles that intentional living rests on is this, that we will always judge ourselves by our intention. And generally, we think our intentions are good. We can be critical and we think that that's a good intention. We can be argumentative and we think, well, we have a reason to be that way. It's a good thing. But remember this, while we judge ourselves by our intentions, thinking they're good, and maybe they are, other people don't give a rip about our intentions. What they judge us by is their expectations. And so when we get lost in our good intentions and in communicating with people, or they toward us, they think that they're doing well. That's why many times difficult people don't see themselves being difficult. They just want to have clarification. They just want to argue. They just want to make sure that they're right. They wouldn't say it that way, but the fact is they think their intentions are good, but your expectation is different. That's why when we talk about adjusting expectation, understand that some people, no matter what you say or do, they're going to believe their intentions are good, and yet they're difficult. And I'll say this. If you find yourself being excluded from people, people kind of ignoring you, staying away from you, maybe you're more difficult than you would like to admit to. 888-888-1717 is my number. Love to have you join in. 888-888-1717. Let's go to Lori in Michigan. Hi, Lori. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Appreciate your call. Difficult person in your life, Lori?
My sister. there was five of us, and 26 years ago, my two brothers and my sister all passed away within 8 months of each other. Mm. So I have one sister left, and I live in Michigan. She lives in New York with my parents near them. And so she never has anything to do with us until we go to visit. Our vacation is once a year to my parents, and she's there the entire time orchestrating everything. Hmm. So this last time, I asked that we have dinner with my parents alone without her. And now she says I'm dead to her because I excluded her. And my dad ended up in the hospital a couple weeks ago with pneumonia. And she deleted me off of any phone calls or communication. So I had to have her husband tell her to please tell me what's going on. It's not fair to not tell me. And now my mother's tongue cancer came back again. Mm. And so my mother's having surgery today. Yeah. And so this morning she sent a nice picture of my parents in the hospital and stuff to my daughter.
Yeah.
To, you know, show me that. And I said, you know, this is just crazy. I don't understand it.
Yeah, you don't. And my guess is this goes back many years, probably even as kids. There's been probably tension and lack of communication. Let me give you a hard assignment, Lori. Your parents are not well.
No.
Your dad, you said, is ill, and your mom has cancer.
Yep.
My guess is
they're in their 80s.
They're hurting because you guys are not connected. This hurts their heart.
I know.
If I were you, I would do, as the Bible says, to the extent that it's possible that lies within you, I'd do everything I possibly could to try to reconnect with that sister. If you have to bend over backward, if you have to say, you know, honey, I'm sorry. I meant no offense. For the sake of mom and dad, I'd like to really connect and if she refuses it and rejects you, you can't be responsible for that. But to the extent that it's possible on your part, I would bend over backward, do everything I possibly could for the sake of my parents.
I have. I was dead to her 2 years ago, and I revived, I guess, when we went to visit the last time. So I have, and I just can't get through to her that that's not the way to go. It's to just say I'm dead to her whenever her feelings get hurt, you know. And
yeah, but
I,
what I'm
it.
Suggesting, though, Lori, is not try to teach her or you know, share with her this isn't the, you know, I wouldn't give her any instructions. I would just simply humbly before God and before your sister apologize.
Yeah. And I did apologize, and it didn't get anywhere, unfortunately.
Okay. All right. Well, you know the hurt, and your mom and dad are difficult. I mean, they're hurting, and it's difficult for them to experience this. And listen, when the Bible is so, I don't know, such a powerful reminder, the scripture is just so powerful because it gives us not only eternity, a view of eternity, but a perspective on today. And that verse that I just referenced where it says to the extent that it's possible within us, that lies within us, to live at peace with everyone, I take the approach that to the extent that it is possible, sometimes we need to apologize, bend over backward. Yeah, I'm going to have boundaries in place. We're never maybe going to be best friends. But I'll tell you what, you guys are having a sibling moment, Lori, right now with your parents' illness. And I hear you. I mean, there's been a pattern and walls go up and tension gets built. But to the extent that you possibly can, it sounds like you're doing that, and that's good. To the extent that you possibly can, I would continue to keep that door open in that relationship with your sister. And of course, maintain that great relationship with your mom. Try not to take an offense. I know it's hard. I really do. I understand it's really hard because the closer the relationships are, you know, the inner circle of the nuclear family, the hurt's bigger. Everything gets, it's a bigger thing. You know, if someone runs you off the road on the highway, you kind of get frustrated and go on. But when someone runs you off the road in your family, that really stings. And I get it. How do you handle difficult people? What would you do? 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Hello, my name is Autumn. I just wanted to comment on the intentional living subject about living with a difficult relationship. I have something similar with my mom as well. And I just wanted to point out that sometimes we don't realize that we're coming off that way, especially to people that we love and that we're comfortable with. And I would suggest being open with whoever is negative in your life and let them know what they're doing to you and how you're perceiving it. And you can't change them, but you can pray for them. And I hope that this insight is able to help someone. Just be able to talk about it and then pray about it.
You know that feeling when you're going through something difficult and life just doesn't make sense?
When life makes no sense, you got to ask the question, does God have something going on bigger and better that I don't quite understand? When we're in the middle of God's purpose, then life can start to make sense.
In Dr. Randy's teaching, When Life Doesn't Make Sense, you'll learn about how God worked through Joseph's life in the Bible and how you can learn about God's plan for yours. This Christmas, when you support Intentional Living with a monthly donation, you'll get an early Christmas present just from us. You can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings whenever you want. So don't miss out on this special Christmas opportunity. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
You know, we're talking about difficult people today, and when you hear about this lesson on when God doesn't make sense, maybe it has to do with a relationship and something you thought was going to be a relationship that was going to be beautiful and would work, and you're finding it difficult with people, and It just doesn't make sense how we got to where we are today in a relationship. You know, when life feels pretty overwhelming and the relationship is strained, it doesn't make sense. This lesson, these 10 things, when God doesn't make sense, will be very practical for you, and you can apply it to your relationships. And it's up on our website, and it's available to our members. Those of you who are supporting the ministry each and every month with your support, thank you, especially as we're closing out this year, to do so in a strong way. So this would be a great time to call 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours if you want to talk to the staff. Or you can go online anytime, of course, at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. A lot of helpful information there. And of course, you can listen to all of our broadcasts through our podcast. And that's one of the ways you can find access as well at theintentionallife.com. At this special time of year, when we're wrapping up 2025, you may have a difficult person in your life. What an opportunity to practice some of the things we're talking about today to apply to your life, to bring you more peace, more freedom, and bring glory to God. And in the process, the trickle down, as we say, the benefit to yourself and your family could be huge. Tell us your story. Love to hear it when you call our storyline, okay? All right, we're talking about difficult people today, and I thought we'll get back to our calls. Deborah is on the line today from, looks like you're in Arizona. Deborah, thank you for your call. How are you today?
I'm great. You sound awesome, too. How are you doing?
Thank you. Doing well. Tell me about difficult people.
Well, I would say that I was definitely difficult when I was a teenager and put my mother through a lot of changes, but God has gotten a hold of me and has, I'm not who I was. Mm. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, why do you think you were difficult? What made you a difficult person?
I think it had a lot to do with the grief of my dad dying back in the day, and nobody talked about it, so I just acted out. And the acting out caused me a lot of harm, caused her harm, caused my brother harm, but I sought all their forgiveness, and my mom now has gone to sleep. But my brothers, you know, they have forgiven me, and I don't behave like that anymore.
How old were you at the time? What age period?
15 to 16.
So these 17? Really critical high school years. Dad dies. You're feeling angry and not knowing how to process it. Nobody's talking about it. Kind of going silent in the family.
Right. Very much so. Yeah. Very much so.
Well, so what have you learned? What has God taught you?
God has taught me to pray a lot, read scripture a lot, surrender, not ask for patience, and to have godly people in my life that can teach me and uphold me accountable, you know. And the more I learn, it's been awesome. It truly has been.
Well, I think you're a reminder, Deborah, that we can change. We don't have to stay stuck, but having the awareness of, hey, I'm a difficult person, and trying to understand the source of that, getting to the handle on the source, can help us have some healing and then new direction. And certainly losing, you know, your dad's death when you're a teenager is a, you know, one of those pivotal moments in time for sure.
Yeah, it is.
All right,
but,
Deborah.
You know,
No, go ahead.
It's sin, you know. I mean, I just sinned all over the place and realized that it's, you know, people want to always call it behaviors, but it's sinful choices.
Yeah,
and right now, because of, I've lost a son and a daughter, and I have three children that they're all quite difficult. One's finally gotten on track back with her faith and realizing that she's made sinful choices versus dealing with the death of their siblings. The other two, I just keep praying, and I have actually the whole country praying of believers to help these two children. And I have sought their forgiveness and for any failings I might have had as a parent. But prayer, it's prayer, Randy. I mean, I was praying for these kids even when I didn't know what the issues were. And all I know is that the prayer has will keep working through, because I have to surrender, get out of the way, shut my mouth up, and pray and do it on my knees.
And that's not always easy to do, Deborah, as you know. All right. Thank you. Great story, what God's doing. You're on the journey, being intentional. Intentional is a daily decision. Intentional living's daily, daily. That's why we talk about the power of one thing today. Coming up in 2023, I'm really pumped about some of the things we're going to start focusing on. We're going to really camp around this idea of the power of one thing and putting a 30-day challenge out for each of us to think about what one thing could we do for the next 30 days in our lives. Whatever the topic might be, you know what it is, that felt need that you want to honor God more greatly in your life and frankly be a benefit to yourself and your family. What one thing is it? And we're going to join you in prayer and encouragement all along through the process. We'll talk more about that in the days and weeks ahead. So we're with you. It's a daily process. Let's take a break, Jennifer, and we'll be right back. How does intentional living fit into those moments when life makes no sense? And I thought about this morning as I was putting the last in my notes for today. And here's what I came to the conclusion from Scripture, and we'll show you in a moment. We see life through our expectations. God sees our life through His intentions. That's two different ways of looking at life, isn't it? Two totally different ways. When life doesn't make sense, we really do get back to perspective, doesn't it? The way God sees life and the way we see life. We talk about intention here, of course. God has an intention for our life, and sometimes our expectations are so different. We're confused until all of a sudden God really reveals the truth and we understand what's going on in our lives. Sometimes that takes a lifetime to really fully appreciate and absorb. That lesson, by the way, when life doesn't make sense, and it may relate to the overall topic today of difficult people in your life, is at our website for this month, our special feature. It's in our member exclusive area for those who are supporting the ministry each and every month. Thank you. And as you join us today, we'll make sure that you get that password so you have access to this teaching and all of the dozens of teachings that we have there for you. How do you do that? You can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. And when you do that, you can press number 2 and it'll take you to our staff. Or you can go online to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. You know, we're wrapping up the year. We only have just a couple, two or three weeks left now before the end of this year. And as a listener-supported ministry, I want to personally thank you for your giving to the ministry during 2025. You're making a difference. People are being saved. There's families being restored. People making better decisions for their life and for eternity. And you're helping make that a reality as we work together. So would you pray about joining us today? Right now, in fact, act intentionally right now, please. 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours or go to theintentionallife.com. All right, back to the calls. We're going to go over to New Mexico where Kathy's listening today. Kathy, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate your call. Talk to me. What's your comment about difficult people?
So I felt compelled to pull over only because I wanted to respond with your conversation with Lori regarding her sister. Mm. I, too, have a strained relationship with my sister. Although what I've learned is, like you said, keep the doors of communication open. And I did talk with her on the phone on Thanksgiving Day. I don't talk with her very often, but I just wanted to speak to the situation with Lori because I, too, took care of my mom. I'm the sister that was close in proximity mm-hmm. to my failing mother. And I really did feel a lot of resentment toward my sister who would not come. And I heard Lori say they come once a year. And I understand sometimes there are difficulties, whether it's financial or the job or whatever. But once a year is not enough. When the other sister is doing all the work and taking care of the failing parents, that causes resentment. I just want to say once a year is not enough.
No, that's really good, Kathy, because I hope Lori's still listening, because the message would be maybe your sister has that resentment because she's carrying the load, but she doesn't know how to say it or thinking you should know it and so on. I suggested, if Lori's listening, you know, to humbly go back to your sister, maybe begin with that. Say, hey, you know, honey, I know you're carrying the load. You're carrying the load. Tell me what that's like. How's that feel?
It hurts. It hurts. And what I found is even siblings who are far away can help. They can help with phone calls. They can FaceTime. They can send money. They can make the arrangements, make the reservations, make the doctor's appointments. There's so much that a long distance relative can help out with. But the resentment builds when this other sibling is not helping. And even the excuses like, well, I can't, you know, come visit, I found out they're traveling the country, and yet they couldn't come to visit mom.
How are you guys relating now? How do you relate now?
So I don't talk with her very much. It's still hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
But so my mom has passed. My mom passed over a year ago. And, you know, the whole grieving process, that's another subject. But we can talk. We can talk. It's just that I have learned to listen, and I care for her. I love her. She is my sister. So I will listen, but she just talks continually. And on Thanksgiving Day, I had to say, I'm sorry, but I have to hang up now. I almost hung up on her. I was trying not to be rude. She just talks and talks, and I think she's kind of selfish. I mean, I probably am too, but I think she was just thinking of herself, and she wasn't thinking of her mom or her sisters.
Well, you bring a really important perspective on this, Kathy, that with aging parents, it's very likely in the mobilized society in which we live today that you have one sibling or maybe two out of a family that's sort of taking all the responsibility. And I would say to those of us who maybe you've been distant and you haven't been as involved for any number of reasons, to take that into consideration. And Kathy gives us a good reminder of that intimacy and that family relationship. All right, I tell you what, we're wrapping up. The theme's taking me off the air here in about 60 seconds. But we're going to reopen the phone line for you right now. We're going to continue this discussion over the next 30 minutes. We're going to be recording everything we talk about, and we're going to be sharing it tomorrow on our program. That's how it works. So the phone line's open to you at 888-888-1717. Love your comments after the show as well at 888-888-1717. Thanks to our Facebook friends for joining us. I'm Dr. Randy, along with Jennifer, Derek, Andrew, and Stephen behind the glass there, making sure everything's working. Thank you for being a part of Intentional Living. And for our members, thank you for your prayers, and thank you for your support, because we wouldn't be here without it. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow with more on difficult people from Intentional Living.